Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, and there aren't many of you left. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm happy to be the host, and we're honored by your presence. Whether you agree with us or not, at least you're here in at least a one-sided dialogue with you have the ability, of course, to comment on all the things that we say and do. And that's productive. And that could disappear under President Trump. Now, I'm going to say this. President Trump is in a desperate situation right now. And yes, it's his own creation. And he was duped by Netanyahu and his Zionist donors to get involved in a war that we cannot win. And we're looking at increasingly a situation where President Trump's desperation is now carrying over to where he's going to alienate people on my side of the fence. And I think he's gone down the wrong path, but I also still believe he is a great leader. He can change course and get back to what he does best, protecting American interests and staving off the woke that destroys our culture and our economy. Right now, he's joining them in destroying our economy by engaging in this war that is not productive. We're going to get into one issue he now is threatening to be involved with that is frightening beyond belief. Frightening. If I did nothing else on this show than to bring the public to these wonderful products here, from the Nanosoma starter pack, I would have done my job, because the health and well-being of people that come into my orbit would be greatly enhanced if you did these products. And I know I'm the walking, talking testimonial for this. This turned back the clock for me over 25 years. But not only that, I was rescued from what was going to be potentially a life-threatening situation. Building up the immune system with an Nanosoma spray, 5 sprays once a day is maintenance. You can use it as much as you want when you're in crisis. And then, of course, the gel, put it on the affected joints that no longer behave and do what you tell them without pain. Well, that can be restored. And the time frame on that varies, as I've talked about, but it will happen for you. And then, of course, there's the skin cream, cuts and burns. And you saw me rehab a cut that probably needed 4 stitches, 2 weeks almost it took, but I didn't need the stitches. And today, no scars, no runs, no hits, no errors. These products are fantastic. And right now they're 15% off on the starter pack. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthpack.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthpack.com/Dave Hodges. All right. We have a situation that I want to highlight here that is extremely concerning. President Trump, and through his subordinates at the FCC, are making noises that you may not criticize the war effort. And if you continue to do so, you'll be the victim of a crackdown. Now, this is really scary, because this parallels a story we ran yesterday where we have learned that in Texas, we have sheriff's deputies going to homes of people who are going on social media, and they are talking about the undue influence of Zionism over America's governmental decisions, interference with the Christian religion, and practicing it unabated without terrible insults. And we've covered all that too. And by the way, to me, I'm in complete peace with the Jewish religion. People have the right to practice it. I've completely been supportive of the people of Israel for as long as I've been cognizant enough to know what they have faced and what they are dealing with. But that doesn't mean I have to support a war that I fundamentally oppose. It does not make me anti-Semitic. And when you say things like that in Texas, hi, we're from the sheriff, we want to talk to you about your post. Excuse me? Get the hell off my property. Not only that, Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, now the president, through his proxies, are telling people expect an FCC crackdown if you go public with your criticism on the airwaves. Have they ever heard of the First Amendment? Right? This is not only freedom of speech, it's also freedom of the press. Ridiculous. Is it not ridiculous? And this president needs to back off this authoritarian stance and realize you created your own pile of poop, Mr. President, and you can expect criticism because you let Jared Kushner and Steven Witkoff put you in this war. And it's been reported over and over. This is no secret that based on the say-so, the unvalidated opinion without Pentagon backing that Iran was preparing to attack. And as Marco Rubio said, if we didn't attack Iran first, Israel was going to do it. And we didn't want to get caught off guard because we surely would have been attacked in the aftermath. If this isn't the biggest load of crap I've ever heard, I mean, this is wartime propaganda nonsense. And we are on the verge of going down a very dangerous path. And I'm going to cover that in the next segment. How dangerous is this for you and me? But right now, we are looking at the potential for the systematic removal of the First Amendment. You see, this is European crap. I never, ever would want to embrace the European Union and European governments with their liberties. They say, oh, our citizens have freedom of speech. But see, they're bound by communitarian, not constitutional law. And here's your distinction. Constitutional law says government can't cross boundaries, that these rights are inalienable, they're given to you by God, and it's the government's job to protect them. In Europe, they go by communitarian law. And what that basically means is you have all the rights Americans do. It's wonderful. But it has to be in the common interest. And when it's no longer in the common, or I like to say the communist interest, then you lose those rights. So who gets to make that decision if it's in the common interest? It's the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. So whether it be the Rothschilds, the Bank of International Settlements, the European Parliament, whatever it would be, they have the right to tell you, shut up. You don't have the right to say these things. And we've seen this too, with regard to social policies in London. If you pray anywhere near certain facilities, you can be arrested. Even if you, are you praying, ma'am? It's silent. Yes, off to jail with you. And we've shown those clips. That's communitarian law. And this is what the president is allowing his subordinates to tell the American people. Shut up about the war effort. You're hurting the war. It doesn't matter if you're hurting the war effort. You have the right to criticize your government. This is absolute insanity. Now, let me say something too. I mentioned Witkoff and Jared Kushner. They lied us into the war. And as I mentioned, no justification from the Pentagon. I haven't seen any released, unredacted intelligence reports that say Iran was preparing to attack us. There's nothing. This is the Gulf of Tonkin all over again, right? And if you know your history, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? This is ultimate false flag nonsense. It's not even a false flag. It's an anticipatory false flag. Well, stay tuned because in the next segment, we're going to do a number of things here as we unfold this today. The president, though, needs to reverse course, protect the Constitution, admit we made a mistake, and find a way to get the heck out of this. The American people aren't going to support this war. I can tell you right now that I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, independent, agnostic, doesn't matter what you are. The vast majority of American people learned one thing in school. They may not learn a lot today, but they learned one thing in school, and that was the folly of the Vietnam War, and our people are having none of it. And this is across the board. And since we're on that topic of propaganda, I have a message to TPUSA. Okay. God bless Charlie Kirk. He was opposed to bombing Iran in the first place, and he said so. He certainly was opposed to any boots on the ground or war with Iran. He was very clear on this. He did not like Netanyahu. He said Netanyahu is committing genocide in Gaza. Excuse me, don't deny it, TPUSA. He went on the Patrick Ben David podcast and said exactly that. These are words you can't take back. Now, what has TPUSA done? Well, they have Charlie's legacy. He loved Israel. Anything Israel wants to do, Charlie would have supported. I've never seen such a bigger bunch of crap. Of course, you're going to say that when you're getting hundreds of millions of dollars donated to you by Zionist donors, people who put Israel first over America first. And people aren't buying it. I interviewed yesterday a former speechwriter, mostly for Charlie Kirk. One might even say he probably was a partial handler. He even said, I don't like the direction they're going at TPUSA. Of course not. They have gone a 180 away from Charlie's views. And the American people are going to forsake you, TPUSA. I don't care how many Sarah Huckabee Sanders endorsements you get. There'll be a chapter in every school. It reminds me of the Hitler Youth Movement. And that's the decision for each school and the students in the administration in that school, not for Sarah Huckabee Sanders to tell them what they must do. And this propaganda that's launched us into this war. Now, one thing, TPUSA donations from people like you and me, right? The boots on the ground in America, the average people who work every day, those donations are drying up. The only one who are really donating now and increasing in that volume are the Zionist donors that's do what Israel tells you, or you're a bad American and you're going to be cursed to go to hell because it's God's will. And that's effectively what they're saying. And it ain't working. It's not working for TPUSA. It's not working for Donald Trump. And when we're done with our next segment, you're going to wonder why Trump hasn't dumped Kushner a long, long time ago. He's bad news, people. He's very bad news. And I think he's breaking the law. More on that when we come back. Hello, America. And to our few friends we have left around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And in this particular segment, we're going to take a look again at Erica Kirk. And I get tired of hearing and reading, especially on X and other social media, people coming on there. How dare you criticize the grieving widow, Erica Kirk? Believe me, I said the same thing for about 2.5 weeks. And then I woke up. I had an epiphany. Now, I believe a lot of these people are trolls. They're bots. The trolls are paid by Netanyahu. He's admitted it, $7,000 to $11,000 per publication. But her behavior is not representative of a widow. And as I told you before, I used to teach body language, and the body language has never been right. I knew it. I tried to deny it because I wanted to stay in support of TPUSA. I didn't think Erica was ever qualified to take the position, but she's not only not qualified, she's totally disloyal to the memory of her husband. And I stand by that statement. And this video that I found with the revelations with the receipts verify this. Don't ever, ever approach me again with how dare you attack a grieving widow after you see this. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Today in the topsy-turvy economy that we have, and it's about ready to go into a violent tailspin, you have to understand that when banks get in trouble, the law is on their side. Dodd-Frank 2010. If you have a retirement associated with a bank, it could be gone. They could bail it in like they did in Cyprus. It's worth 40% of what it was, and they keep the 60, or they can just take the whole darn thing. There's no restriction. Dodd-Frank 2010, and there's a second provision that allows them and reinforces the banks the right to take what's rightfully yours. And that's UCC Code Section 8. And we've done shows on this. I interviewed a South Dakota legislator on this, and she was vehemently opposed to this and was sounding the warning bell. By the way, she warned us about Kristi Noem, too. Let's take a look at real quickly here. What has my biggest concern? Everything you have could be gone because of the banks. They did it to us in 1929. We did the bailouts in 2009. Really? We paid for their greed so they could make billions illegally. And we covered their losses when the pyramid scheme collapsed. What makes you think history is not going to repeat itself? Of course it is. Noble Gold can get you out of this mess. They will not pressure you. They don't need to. They're busier than they can handle. Best customer service I've ever worked with. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I have told you that the micro expressions people are picking up on an unconscious level, which is how we perceive most of body language, which communicates 93% of all communication. People are saying her body language has never reflected grief. She doesn't see it. And it's across the board. It's universal. Now, I know grief can be expressed universally. There's five stages. People go in different stages, stay in different stages for different periods of time. But she's shown none of it. And then the dabbing of the eye in the same corner the same way. And then 10 seconds later, she's exuberant and smiling and bragging about the money they've made. We've seen the videos. That's not a grieving widow. At first, I wanted to say it's a defense mechanism so she didn't have to deal with the terrible loss of her husband and the father of her children. That's how I tried to justify it. But just the longer things went on, this life insurance policy, I can't believe it hasn't been turned upside down by the Fed, except they're involved in covering this up and they're pursuing the 30-06, paving over the crime scene and all the nonsense we know with the forensics that has set to frame Tyler Robinson. Let's not forget, out of Israel, the IP address that researched him the night before the assassination. Can't take that away. Thank you, Ryan Mata, for exposing that. But now we have another behavior. If any of you have any doubt that Erica Kirk is anything but a grieving widow, this will put everything to risk. And I think you'll see why I say she's a honeypot. And we've covered those events leading up to the lying of her life in 2013 through 2018, which was totally unnecessary. We're all entitled to a life before we meet the love of our life. You have a life. You don't have to apologize for it. But when you're the head of a so-called Christian organization, you can't get away with telling blatant lies like she is. And this grief, she's not preserving Charlie's legacy. If she was, she'd be doing the audit he ordered 8 days before his death because he knew there was funny business going on with TPUSA Finance. The lawyers want to write to everybody and say, stop saying that. It was an effort, not an audit. I don't care. When you're looking at money, it's an audit. So I'm not going to play semantics with this whatsoever. Erica Kirk, grieving widow. Well, let's go to a gentleman who says a little bit different and has the receipts. This is someone that goes by the handle of B Better, and that's with two E's, the B. Okay, and he's got 35,000 subscribers on YouTube. And we're going to play this for you, at least a portion of it. And this puts to rest the grieving widow, which makes her the target for legitimate criticism.
Scared in my entire life because the information I am about to expose right now is going to completely ruin Erica Kirk's entire story. I can't even believe I'm filming this. So I got an email today from someone that works at Allo. I'm going to, of course, keep their identity anonymous. This person emailed me, and I'll put it on the screen, that they work at Allo, and they looked up Erica's account. And it appeared that she had spent over $1,000 buying Allo clothing the day after Charlie was I can't remember everything she bought, but it was all black clothing. Obviously, it's not that important, but I personally found it super sketchy. I also don't know. And then she says something about where Erica lives. I'm not going to include that. You can see it clear as day on the receipt, which I will show you guys for transparency, that Erica Francfay, her maiden name, purchased $1,043.
You know, this is something he doesn't address in it and jumped right out at me. She's married. She was a widow the day after. But why is she reverting back to her maiden name to make this purchase? The only thing I can think of, it's obfuscation for what she was doing.
$1.30 worth of clothing on September 11th, 2025 at 11:10 a.m. Guys, put this into perspective. I'm looking it up here. Charlie Kirk was announced to be at 4 p.m. on September 10th. Not even 24 hours later, Erica went home, woke up in the morning, and bought an Aloe tracksuit. I don't even know what's more egregious to me. The fact that she went on a shopping spree not even 24 hours after her husband was publicly assassinated.
Okay, I got to stop here and add this in too. Tracksuit. So this is athletic clothing. Okay, I don't think you're wearing athletic clothing to a wake, a funeral, a memorial. Am I right in that? Yes, of course I am. Why is she buying this? My gosh, folks, this is 18 hours after the pronouncement of death. And she's buying a tracksuit for $1,500.
Or the fact that she shops at Aloe, because let's be honest, their clothing is extremely, extremely overpriced for really, really cheap material. I hate Aloe. And the reason this doesn't make any sense is because, like I was saying before, if she was buying like a black sweater, like all of Aloe's clothing like has a fat ass ugly Aloe logo on it, and it's gym clothes. It's gym clothes. You're not going to wear gym clothes to the wake, which leads me to believe it had nothing to do with any. She just wanted to go on a shopping spree. It's giving Gone Girl. Like, please tell me I'm not crazy. And like this is not the most insane thing you've ever heard. And if you don't believe me that this is true, the third screenshot I have, it has her mailing address on it and it has her email and her information, which I have verified. It is her. So do not make me release that, because I'm not going to leak someone's address. I don't care who they are. I'm not doing that. But like, the facts are the facts. She went on a shopping spree. Guys, literally, think about it.
Thank you. Good work there. Again, his handle on YouTube is B2E's Be Better. And I wish Erica Kirk would take that name to heart. Be Better. I just think of the losses and how we react when we lose someone. We're not going on shopping sprees the day after. So this is the part where I lean into the camera and I'm looking at you people that troll what I say and say, I supported TPUSA. They were a valuable organization that taught the value of free speech. And then they brought in Christianity to it, which I'm decidedly Christian. And they did those wonderful things with the young people. They tolerated dissent in a professional manner. How we should be handling our disagreements. The modeling was fantastic. And Charlie was an ever-loving genius. I mean, he could debate anybody seemingly on any topic and not miss a beat. But he was always calm and respectful. But he was forceful when he needed to be. TPUSA was such a valuable organization. They rescued us from the Biden administration's effects. I mean, we started to turn things around until we made some bad decisions on the war. What's really concerning to me is they've gone 180 degrees opposite Charlie. He was moving away from Zionism and wanted for America first. Not America only, but America first. He was very clear in his public statements on this. He's taken out, and now all of a sudden we're going to follow the Zionist donor money that was starting to dry up under Charlie, And Eric has embraced it. We've seen the video 6 days after his assassination. She's bragging about how much money they're making and not even memorializing her late husband. 6 days. He wanted an audit. She refused to do the audit. Oh, but we're honoring Charlie's legacy. And I think the most outrageous thing was the mock-up tent at Amfest, where you had to pay money to go in and stand in a mock-up situation where Charlie was assassinated. You had to pay for it. You take selfies and they're peddling merchandise upon you. Erica worships, in my humble opinion, Baal, the prosperity gospel. I don't see much Christian here. I certainly don't see Charlie's legacy being expanded upon and continued. It's 180 degrees. Right now, Charlie's work is one of memory, not of one of continuance through what TPUSA has morphed into. And I'm telling you, make no mistake about it. There were several times we had his wedding ring off. The wedding photo in the podcast studio was taken down. Charlie was separating, and I have told you this many times, and we're seeing the effect of a wife that chased money over loyalty to husband, and we're seeing it again right here. So let this stand as the erasure of all doubt. All doubt. And this is coming from someone, as I've said many times. I told people when they were criticizing what TPUSA was becoming, how they handled the assassination, accepting a phony baloney investigation and chasing the money, geo-fencing their followers. I said, come on, I don't want to go down that road. But it became so obvious and so frequent that I could no longer support Erica Kirk and TPUSA, and neither should you. Oftentimes, when you present a problem in this business, you conclude by giving a proposed solution. Here, I'm going to turn that and flip it on its ear and say, I'm going to give you the solution right up front. And then I'm going to tell you why your safety, your longevity, your life depends on doing what I'm suggesting here. Toss them all, as in someone start a website called tossthemall.com. And that means that we vote out Rhino Republicans, maybe all of them, in the primary. Elect no Democrats, and I'll make one exception, John Fetterman. I don't agree with John Fetterman's political views overwhelmingly, but the man is reasonable. The man wants what's best for the country, and he'll vote against his own party to support America, keep Americans safe. But aside from him, not one of them deserves to be in office. And I'm going to cover that here. But also, we've got Rhino Republicans. And I don't care whether the issue is the Save America Act to make our elections secure. I don't care if it's the not supporting this illegitimate war that's bankrupting us, costing American lives, setting up terrorist attacks ad infinitum against Americans, or more to the point for this piece, if it's the treason associated with stripping away two elements of protection Americans have right now in these highly volatile times. We need to change how we approach elections. And term limits, they're not even an option. Okay, there's the proposed solution. General, we can make it more specific at a later date, but we're going to talk about the treason that exists within our Congress right now, and it's inexcusable. And these people aren't fit to rule over us because remember, the number one priority of a government is the safety and welfare of its citizens. And anything that compromises that must be eradicated. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. I know we have dwindling friends around the world, but many of you are coming here And I appreciate you. Yes, this show is about America First, and we are decidedly pro-Jesus. There is no compromise there. But we don't turn away people who don't share the core values because we want to promote the welfare of all of humanity as well, which I think is my Christian duty. Okay, let's get down to business here. First of all, you hear me talk about this group every single day. It's because they saved my life. 2 years ago, I was in very, very deep trouble. We still had doctor restrictions, so my wife couldn't go into the doctor with me, couldn't even go into the waiting room. And I'm going to a pulmonologist with strip lung linings, and the guy is fantastic doctor. And he said, Dave, your age, strip lung linings, they're not coming back. The result of RSV, I'd overcome the pneumonia. And he said, you're in trouble. And he said, we're going to do what we can do. We'll max out the meds, but I don't want you to have any illusions. Well, I got introduced to these products here. The Nanosoma liquid spray boosted my immune system to a level that within 2 weeks, I could now walk up the steps that I couldn't previously. Then I'm back in the gym and the joints hurt. Scotty Sachs said, Dave, the Nanosoma liquid gel grows pluripotent stem cells. Start putting it on. Scotty, how long will it take? Well, we don't know. It varies. For me, it was about 6 to 8 weeks, and I was able to do things I hadn't done in a quarter of a century. And then finally, you have the Nanosoma skin cream, fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and burns. You've seen me treat cuts on air. One of them needed stitches, probably 4 stitches. Didn't need to do it. These products are just amazing, and they should be part of everyone's regimen. The starter pack, which is all three, goes 15% off right now. 15% off retail. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I think the only thing that the late Senator Dianne Feinstein ever did that was worth anything to the American people, that wasn't designed to make her a billionaire, misuse her office for personal profit, along with the collaborative efforts of her husband, selling America out for Chinese interests that they made money off of. We documented this 9 times Sunday, trying to limit free speech over and over and over. But the one thing she did, she said, I'm worried about taking off in an airplane and a terrorist armed with an RPG takes that airplane down and everybody on board dies. And she wanted defensive systems that work to be put into every plane, and she didn't get anywhere with that. Too expensive. Shows you what your welfare is worth to your government, doesn't it? She was acting out of selfish interests. Quite frankly, I don't think she cared about the average person. But she did care about herself, and it could have had a carryover effect. Well, that same negligence, that same I don't give a darn attitude about our people, is in evidence today in Congress, and it's treasonous. DHS, as flawed as any organization can be, and imperfect because it's made up of human beings, still is doing things that could save American lives from domestic terrorism. That's been threatened upon us. And we know we have a plethora of terrorist groups in this country due to our open borders. That's no secret, fully admitted to, testimony in Congress. I've had people on from the Border Patrol. I've had people on from federal government with ICE, and they've all said the same thing. We could be in very big trouble. Casey Fleming, case in point, right? Advisor to the White House, advisor to the Pentagon, the SEC, comes on and says, we believe from our intel that there are at least 200,000 Chinese spec ops in safe houses awaiting the signal. And that doesn't even count TDA that was taking over apartment buildings in my old hometown of Aurora, Colorado. And then, of course, MS-13, the Sinaloas, on and on and on it goes. Oh, did I leave out the Iranians? We've already had four lone wolf terrorist attacks. One of them, and really, thank goodness for security guards in New York that thwarted an attack against a Jewish institution that had 100 young children. Thank goodness that they were saved. But can we always be so lucky? We need TSA as well. Airport security. They are overburdened. They're calling in sick because they got to get other jobs to pay their bills. And what's happening? They're being used as bargaining chips with your safety as the collateral for mostly Democrats and a few rhino Republicans to, well, we're not going to do anything until you do what we want. We want everyone who's in America to be able to vote, whether they're a citizen or not. We want our woke agenda to be fully funded by the American taxpayer. Otherwise, we're going to deny the people the protection of DHS and TSA. Any government official that does that has forsaken their main imperative doctrine, which is to protect all of us. And they shouldn't be in office. And why America is not outraged? This overshadows the war. The war is devastating. But right now, we got a large segment of our government that doesn't give a darn whether you live or die. And their actions are showing it for their own political gain. Isn't it time that we extricated these people from office? Isn't it time that we collectively raise our voices and say, we're not going to take this anymore? Isn't it time that in the states that have recall provisions where you can remove through a petition process people before their term of office is up? Isn't it time to do that? If you don't, the next airplane you ride, you take may be your last. And I don't mean to be melodramatic, but this is the threat we're facing because of selfish, self-serving politicians like Chuck Schumer and his merry band of communists that don't care whether you live or die. It's up to us. But if you sit on your hands, nothing's going to change. My name's Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our dwindling friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We're the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, and this is no doubt going to draw the ire of people who think that this administration would never, ever, ever betray you. Even if the head of the administration, Donald Trump, had lost control and bureaucrats are making the decisions, which it is increasingly looking like. You think, how could it happen? Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could look at JFK. You could look at Richard Nixon. Certainly Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan's second term. Barack Obama's two terms. Gee, is anybody left out? Gerald Ford, the cover-up master? George Bush? Let's roll some dice, George. What are they going to come up? 9/11? Should I keep going? How about Biden? Well, some chopsticks with your meal there, Joe. What did the House Oversight Committee find out about you? Okay, well, oh, how about the auto pen? Which isn't going to be prosecuted. Anyway, I'm going to cover some things here. And I told you, I don't care whether I do this or not. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. And I'm not saying what I'm going to propose here is true, but in the words of the great Charlie Kirk, prove this wrong. I wish this could be proven wrong, but the circumstantial evidence is adding up. What if the United States was not supposed to win this war? Good question, Dave. Very good question. We're looking at unbelievable economic spinoffs. They've already started. I mean, 5 days ago, I was paying $1.10 less for a gallon of gas. It means everything else I buy is more expensive. It's incredible. We're doubling down on our garden, but we only have so much time. We live in Arizona. It gets so hot, nothing grows. But we're trying. And you better do something too, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And you better take care of your money. How many of you have come into some money, either inheritance or you basically had to take your minimal withdrawal from your IRA, which is the age of 73? Your retirement's associated with the bank, and you can cash that out because you know the bank's going to steal it. Oh, someday the banks get desperate enough, Dodd-Frank 2010. You got a bonus, you won the lottery, whatever it is. This isn't for people who want to put in $500 or $1,000. What I'm going to tell you is if you want to build unbelievable residual income that's virtually tax-free, do with IULs, end of life care, insurance, a whole bundle together. And it's way the super rich became even more rich. And it used to be illegal to teach this. It no longer is. Joe Lombardi, top Wall Street broker, learned the mechanisms, and he can teach this to you. But first, they have to determine if you're right for this. If you're looking for something that's recession-proof in this terrible economic environment that's just beginning to get worse, I think you owe it to yourself to have a conversation with Joe Lombardi's staff. All you got to do is go to DH Hawk, Dave Hodges, DH Hawk. com, put in your contact information, and they'll tell you within 5 minutes, well, that's a pretty good idea for you, or this might not be right for you. Maybe you want to take a look at so and so. They don't have time to waste. They're not going to waste your time. Joe has never had a complaint with a Better Business Bureau, A plus rating, never lost a dime of customer money. If you're sitting on some money, this is where you want to be. DHHawk.com. Congratulations if you're sitting on money, and I mean that sincerely. Okay, I'm sitting back here and I'm looking at the Pentagon spy scandal. Have you seen this? Three people giving the battle plans for Operation Epic Fail, excuse me, Fury, to the Iranians, to a node in Europe that was served as the Iranian agent. Three people. One of them was trusted in the intel community. Have you seen this? Has now been explained. Listen, I'm going to give the Pentagon credit. You have been forthcoming. You've admitted the oversight. You've corrected it, but our battle plans were compromised. I think most of the men and women working at the Pentagon want to win this war. They want to save American lives as much as possible. I really do believe that. But I believe there is a nefarious group. Tucker Carlson calls it supernational. National. I agree with Tucker on this. I've been talking about this for years, the people behind the people who really calls the shots. I really believe that we're not supposed to win this war. I'm starting to really think this. How does this spy scandal get so embedded? They had to have help. It's not just the participants, it's the people that allowed the process to continue. Did they not learn anything from Ed Snowden? And by the way, I appreciate what Ed did. But did they not learn anything from that? Well, they should have. This is unbelievable. But that's not where I'm hanging my hat. That's just to tell you there are rats inside the ship that want to sink it. Oh, we're going to talk about Democratic rats in the next segment, but this is rats inside our intel ship, inside our Pentagon, inside the White House, that do not have your best interest at heart. So let's take a look at Vietnam. Were we supposed to win? Hell no. Could we have won? Absolutely. But when you base a war on body counts and so forth, and you're just expending ordnance like crazy. You drop more bombs in the first 3 years than we did all World War II. Okay, you're just trying to make money for the military-industrial complex. There were no objectives. Okay, what are the objectives here? It's regime change. No, it's not to destroy the missiles. No, it's not to destroy the Navy. No, it's not. We keep moving the goalposts. We don't have clearly defined objectives. We went to war, and this has been admitted to, because Jared Kushner and Stephen Witkoff told Donald Trump, we're going to get attacked. Well, where did those two get that information? Oh, Bibi Netanyahu. But I don't think we're supposed to win the war. The military-industrial complex wants this war, and they want it to go on indefinitely. They want to maximize profit. We are checkmated right now. With the S-400s that are going in, and all the other things the Iranians have done with their ballistic missiles that we have no defense for, their low-flying drones, which we have a hard time seeing and intercepting, we are checkmated. We had to withdraw our Navy. And there are people that write to me, and I'm sorry, I hate to be so pejorative in my comments, but so ignorant. They write to the comment section and they say these inane things like, oh, no, we're winning. We're winning. What broadcasts are you watching? If you can get past the cheerleading hype on Fox News, show me where the progress is. We retracted our fleet. Netanyahu's on the run. If he's alive, I think he is, but that's even in question. By what measure are you saying we are winning? We've tried an off-ramp. Not once, not twice, three times. We've asked for ceasefire, and Iran goes, what? We go ceasefire. We're winning. Every ally in the Middle East is afraid, and they know America can't protect them. This is a disaster, and we haven't even started with full-blown terrorist activities yet, involving Iranians, the Sinaloas, the TDAs, all the other cartels, the Chinese. We haven't even started that. We've had some lone wolf attacks. We are in big trouble. Now, I'm wondering, just like Vietnam, we were never supposed to win that war. That is so obvious. Could we have won the war? Yes, we had the technology. But we chose to do body counts. We'll fight the war here. No, we'll fight the war over there. We won't even establish a front. They could have systematically conquered every single village, put the South Vietnamese in charge after the American troops went through, and progress right up to the DMZ, and then tell North Vietnam, we're not going to make the same mistake Truman made with MacArthur. We will invade you and tell China we dare you. At that point in time, China wouldn't have stood a chance. That's what should have happened in Vietnam. If you really wanted to win, you got to win. We didn't even do an Incheon landing. If you know your Korean War history, you know what I'm talking about. All right, now let's take a look at if we're supposed to lose this war, and losing the war means no regime change and business as usual. And Iran either keeps their nuclear weapons or develops nuclear weapons they don't quite yet have. I mean, something is there along those lines. The war right now is lost. Can we recover? I don't know. I went through some options and none of them are good. But let's take a look at if we lose this war and the Strait of Hormuz stays closed. Okay, now here we come to the punchline. With the S-400s and the other weapons that were there, they have now, courtesy of the Russians and Chinese, they can effectively close the Strait of Hormuz indefinitely with their Iwo Jima tunnel-based defenses. How do we root them out? We don't have enough troops. Even if we went Operation Nitro Zeus and dropped troops into where we think the sites are and we destroy them, the casualty rate's incredible. We can't protect the aircraft that are landing them because of the S-400s. I could go on and on. It's a terrible situation that we are in. What if it's designed to be that way? Shut oil off from the world. Europe went through a 46-cent increase in the first hour after we bombed because Iran's retaliation forced Qatar to cut off their natural gas. Russia's not giving them natural gas. That used to be their main supplier prior to the Ukraine war. Europe's in big trouble. Their currency is on the edge. Our currency is on the edge. Our debt that we pay the interest is greater than our defense budget. How much do you think we can continue to take until currency across the world collapses? And see, we don't live in isolation. If the dollar goes down, the euro's down, the peso's down. The yen is down. There's so much interdependence in trade among the major nations. They're all down. Russia may come out the winner, but they're not going to go unscathed. What will replace currency collapse because oil's not moving through the Strait of Hormuz? First of all, you're not even going to be able to get gas. The supply chain's going to be, this is why I tell you, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. If you don't have food on hand for at least 3 months, you are in big trouble. You're really risking it. You go, well, I don't have the money. Well, then get a second job. Take on a roommate, someone who can contribute. Because I'm telling you, this is coming. When you have gas, it's unavailable and shipping is not moving. Where are you going to get your food? Why do you think there's going to be martial law? There's going to be food riots and there's going to be terrorism on top of it. And you say, well, Dave, the sky is falling, right? No, that's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is this is the natural progression of things. You live in an oil-based economy. Our economy was facing collapse under Joe Biden. And here comes Donald Trump. He stopped a lot of the negativity and started to correct some of it. And then he goes off and does this. And who surrounds Trump? The digital boys, the Silicon Valleys, the Peter Thiels. And what do they want to do? They want digital currency. This is why I tell you, go after Bitcoin and crypto. I use mydigitalmoney.com. Okay, and I'll put that in the link. That's who I use. But I'm telling you, the price has been artificially repressed for such a time as this. And when it's announced that, hey, we're going to have to shift from the dollar over to digital. And by the way, crypto and Bitcoin are already starting to recover. But this price, when they take off the repression that's been going on through MicroStrategy's courtesy of JP Morgan, it's going to explode. Ride that crest, people. Maybe the only insulation you get against a full-blown economic collapse and transference into digital. Now, here's what's scary about digital. I spoke a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago, at Clay Clark's conference in Tulare, California, and he asked me to come in because we'd done some shows together on this. And he said, Dave, will you come speak at my conference and talk about the digital age, the 15-minute cities? See, they can do some things to you. Once they have the money digitized, if you control the digits, you control the people. Oh, you have to spend all your money by the end of the month. And by the way, we're taking some of your money and we're going to invest it over here because it's needed for our society. You don't get any say in it. You don't get to accumulate wealth month to month, so you can never compete with the super rich. This is why you need to make your money in Bitcoin and load up on gold and silver. It's that simple. And they're not going to take gold and silver because the wealthy are doing the same thing. This is your outlet. This is, you're going to be in the rising class that survives if you do this. They're also going to make it so you can't travel, the 15-minute cities. Oh, I'm sorry, you took a trip 6 months ago. That's enough. Stay in your area. Oh, that you can't buy another steak. You just bought one a month ago. Remember the WEF? You'll own nothing and love it, and we'll tell you what you eat. Do you like bugs? Oh, bugs are great for you. Lots of protein. This is how they bring this in. This is a bankrupting war. Iran is not going to march their troops down Pennsylvania Avenue and capture the White House. They're just going to continue to destroy the economy. Mix in a little terrorism, and there we go. The only option you have outside praying for divine intervention from the Lord, and he can, and he might, if enough of us do it, you can pray, but also too, you can prep. And as my friend Doug Thornton likes to say from the Doug and Dave Intel Report, train, prep, and pray. And this is not hyperbole, people. This is where we're at. Look at the gas station prices every time you drive by and enjoy driving your car. Many of us may not be doing that for much longer.